男の世界にマンダムがある。
マンダム。
Welcome to the Burt Reynolds and Charles Bronson podcast. I am your host, Scott White, and I am joined once again by Derek and Mark from the Canadian Movie Crew. Say hello, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey, Pally. Good to see you. Hey?
Okay. Yeah, so we're doing something.
Someone's this about is... to smell manlier. I'll give you a hint.
Manlier.
It's you.
Now... For the Canadian Movie Crew podcast, Derek made us watch a porno video game.
It was not a porno video game. It wasn't even close to porn.
Well, it wanted to be so badly, though.
Should have been.
Yeah, it might as well have been.
So we are doing a podcast on a 1976 Charles Bronson commercial.
A Japanese commercial, isn't it?
It's a Japanese commercial. So here's what, back in the 70s, nowadays you see big time stars doing commercials all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very prevalent. Back in the 70s, movies and television were very different. It was a downgrade to be on television.
Yes.
You were not a real actor, quote unquote, if you were on television. If you were a movie star... You were a movie star and then you were a television star. Those were two very different things and had very two different tiers at the time.
Yeah, a TV star would want to move up to movies, but a movie star would never want to go like reduce themselves, quote unquote, to television.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. And you would see it all the time. Like a television star would leave a successful television series to become a movie star. Like if you saw a movie star in television, it's like, oh... They must be on hard times. So that's just how it was in the 70s and 80s and into the 90s.
There's the famous example, actually, was Pierce Brosnan. He was supposed to be James Bond much earlier than he actually was, but he was locked into a television contract. He was trying to break into the movies, but his TV contract wouldn't let him. And so we ended up getting Timothy Dalton for a few years before Brosnan was out of his contract and able to sign on to actually take that next step up to do James Bond movies.
Exactly. Another good example is Tom Selleck was supposed to be Indiana Jones,
yes.
But he couldn't get out of his Magnum P.I. contract.
Yep.
No, I'm not that stupid.
I did not mean to imply that.
After I did the pilot for Magnum, I tested for Indiana Jones and got the job. Stephen and George, my newest pals at the time, offered me the job, and I said, well, I've done this pilot. And they said, well, thanks for telling us. Most actors wouldn't do that, but we got cards to play with CBS. And turned out CBS wouldn't let me do it. They held the offer out for about a month. Harrison Ford hates to hear this. And Harrison, this is your role, and you're indelible in it. So it's just an interesting story. But yeah, I mean, look, I signed a deal for Magnum. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm proud that I lived up to my contract. Some people said, you got to get in the car and drive into a brick wall and get injured and get out of Magnum and do this. And I said, I got to look my mom and dad in the eye, and we don't do that. So I did Magnum. It's not so bad, is it?
Yep.
So these guys wanted to leave television shows to become movie stars.
Yep.
Back in the 70s... Movie stars didn't want to do television commercials. So to get around that, they would do commercials for other countries. And this was the 70s, so we didn't have the internet, so nobody knew about them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how they would make tons of money and still do television. So that's what we're looking at here, is a Charles Bronson 1976 commercial for Mandem... Which
what
I guess
is, it?
Is... I don't know! I don't know!
That's the one thing I could never figure out, is what is Mandem? I assume it's some kind of antiperspirant, or...
I believe it's a cologne. I believe it's just a manly-smelling cologne that, for some reason, you want to put on after you get home when you're by yourself in the evening.
Yeah! What the
fuck? I guess?
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
I know, I'm sorry, but...
this is a commercial for Mandem. And in the, I guess in the 70s, there was nobody more manlier. There's nobody more manlier than Charles Bronson, yet he's...
Let me ask you a question, Scott. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but where was this filmed? Did a Japanese crew come to the States and go to like California where Bronson was to film this, or did he travel to Japan?
I have no idea, but all the actors in the commercial are American, so I figured it's probably the first one.
Yeah,
I believe
they came over
to have it.
I've got the Wikipedia page. Tancho is Tancho Stick led the company, Tancho Corporation, made with a pomade. What's a pomade or a pomade?
That's like hair gel.
Pomade.
Okay, sorry.
That's like in the 50s, like when the Fonz when they'd get the pompadours, they put pomade
actually,
in their hair.
A fun little thing for Canadian movie crew listeners, the ever-loved trope, if a guy has black, slick back hair, no matter what he's saying, he's the villain. If he's not right now, he will be. Why? Because he's got pomade in the hair. That's always the mark of the villain in most of the movies we watch. It's the guy with the slick back hair.
An advertising campaign featuring Charles Bronson became the first of a long series of Japanese ads to feature top Hollywood stars.
Mm-hmm.
Within weeks of airing the commercial, Mandem became... the number one selling male toiletry brand in Japan.
That still doesn't explain what it is.
It still doesn't explain what it is. I'm trying to figure out what that is.
It's not a pomade. He's not putting that shit in his hair.
It's like a body...
It's a cologne. I think it's a cologne. Well, it's like eau de toilette.
It's like a body anti... It's like a body deodorant, but it's like a powder.
I thought it was a liquid. I mean, he's being extremely liberal with it.
Let me see. Well, he's shaking it. That's why I thought it was a powder.
Yeah, it might be like the cologne, like your after.
those old cologne bottles though, they had just like a tiny little hole, right? So you only wanted a few drops, so it didn't.
Right.
I guess
so you would have if you wanted a lot, you would have to actually shake it to have.
Now,
I
will say this, at the end, the commercial is all in English, but at the end, the voiceover is in Japanese. So maybe the Japanese voiceover explains what it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, I do not speak any Japanese. I couldn't tell you. It's
Sorry.
Crazy.
Go ahead. I'm still looking up. I'm on the Mandem website. So
I'm
checking out their current and discontinued items.
I wish you could see Derek's face. He's just like, he's mesmerized trying to figure out what
I'm
this
just trying to figure out what the fuck 40 this
year
is.
Old 45-year-old commercial is. All right.
Well,
It starts off Casablanca.
Mm.
Guy playing the Casablanca.
That's so weird.
And Charles Bronson, everybody loves a lover. And so Charles Bronson's doing this. Okay, so I'm going to say that this commercial is...
Now, if you can see Scott's face right about now...
Yeah. It's kind of homoerotic. Am I wrong about that, guys?
I don't think it was meant to be homoerotic.
It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be, but...
Well, I would say it's just meant to be sexy, whatever that means to you, or what it meant to Charles. Really, it was just meant to be sexy, right? He's in pretty much in his prime. So
yes, this is right after Death Wish. So this is when he's at the top of his top of his game.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
First off, I think I figured it out.
Oh, okay.
I think what this is. And there's several different flavors of this. This is the only thing that makes sense. Wow, 36 pieces. Mandem Happy Dio Body Sheet Fresh and Smooth. And then there's different flavors of it.
Is that the Google Translate?
No. This is on the website. Comfortable and makes you feel good! ! A 3-in-1 body sheet... for sweat and skincare, And you can get it in fruit cider, floral soap, sharp mint, or watery citrus. Sorry, extra cool watery citrus.
Oh, well. I want the extra cool.
It says contents 36 pieces.
Holy shit.
I don't know what that means. And it's also preservative free.
So that sort of makes sense. Because in the commercial, Bronson has like 36 bottles of this stuff in his apartment.
He does.
And he just shakes it on himself. So I'm assuming it's like a sweat. It's like talcum powder, I guess.
I guess.
Because he shakes it on himself and then rubs himself down. So, and I don't know why I'm acting that out on a podcast.
but he doesn't like get all white. You know what I mean? You know,
no, he powder. Doesn't. No.
There would be residue, like powder would still be on him, and it would look like he's gearing up to play like someone who had just been through a volcano. You know what I mean?
It looks like something he'd put on right before a wrestling match. You know.
Yeah,
before he douses water on his head.
Yeah.
So
this is basically, from what I'm hearing, it's like Japanese Manscaped, where it's just this whole complete men's care package. 36 pieces. Hey, Derek, Scott, Christmas is coming. Just saying.
I don't even think it's, I don't think it's on sale anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
It doesn't say.
I want to freshen up my game like Charles does.
Oh, it's a 2-minute commercial, which is unheard of now. So, I guess it wouldn't be unheard of.
Sorry, forgive me. It feels really long. So he's in the piano bar.
He's in the piano bar, you know, played again, Sam. He's playing the piano.
Almost literally.
Yeah.
And then he leaves the piano bar, and this overly enthusiastic doorman. Good night, Mr. Bronson. He's smiling ear to ear.
Who's
good
already
you,
laughing
Bronson.
Hysterically at something.
It's like, yeah. Hey, Pelly, why'd the chicken cross the road? Because I put it there. Oh, Mr. Bronson. Oh,
because I shot
you him. You cad. You know what I mean? Like, you get out of here, Mr. Bronson. Oh, you have yourself. This guy loves his job. I love seeing someone who's dedicated to the job. And loves what they do. This guy never works a day in his life. he's so happy. This guy's hunting for a tip.
Let's say that.
He's hunting for
this is my favorite
that,
character in the whole thing.
He's hunting for that death wish money.
Yeah. Oh, don't shoot me! Oh, tough guy. Oh, don't shoot me! You know.
I'm bringing it up here. He says, "Have a nice sleep." which is weird. Because he's getting into a car. It's not like he's coming into the building and then going upstairs. It's not like, which is so weird because Charles Bronson is coming from a building that has a doorman and going home.
Yes,
I guess the bar has a valet. Does the bar have a valet? Maybe.
Maybe. Well, it's a doorman. He doesn't get the car. Not that we see anyway.
Wait, is this the bar bouncer? This happy-go-lucky dude?
I think it's just the doorman.
All I know is Charles Bronson towers over him, and Charles Bronson's only like 5'9". This guy's got to be like 5'2", 5'3". And you know that was in the casting call. So another tangent story. We've already talked 15 minutes on this commercial. And
we haven't even got 30 seconds in.
Yeah. That's why I love you guys. We can talk. That's why I love doing it. It's like we can talk about shit and it's like Mandom.
You said when you brought this up to us, you said that this was going to be, oh no, this will be a quick podcast. I'm like, oh no, it's not.
No,
we can do an hour on this.
Yeah.
We're about to. Buckle up. All right.
I live in Houston and I have a friend who's an actor. And he was on a couple episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger, starring Chuck Norris.
Okay.
Who was also a short action star.
Yes.
And he told me, and my friend's only like 5'7", 5'8". And he told me, he's like, you had to be a certain height to act with Chuck, because Chuck was a certain size.
Mm-hmm.
So the casting call would be actors 5'9 to 5'7", or whatever the height was. And I think that's what they did here. It's like they probably put in looking for older gentlemen between the heights of 5'2 and 5'4".
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you could never work on Walker, Texas Ranger, Scott.
Now, okay, an amendment to that is if you were tall, you were the bad guy, and Chuck would kick the shit out of you.
That's right, yeah.
You would never have a one-on-one scene with him where you were standing next to him. It'd always be an action scene, you know, shot from a distance, where you were getting the crap kicked out of you by Chuck. But if you were, but if it was a one-on-one, an actor, you had to be a certain height. And women, with women too, women could only be so tall, and they couldn't, they weren't allowed to wear heels in close-ups.
That's the Tom Cruise rule, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Stallone, very famous for that as well.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, too.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If you were taller, then you were the bad guy. Yep, because then you'd have to take you down a notch.
Sorry, I just sent you the link for the Man Dumb products.
Yes, it's quite something. I love the style of that webpage. It's just, here's the thing. This is what it is. Buy it.
Yeah, you can't buy it. There's no links to buy it. There's no buy now. I'm going to have to go on Amazon and see if I can get Mandem products.
Get some Mandem.
Actually, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that right now. Go on.
So, yes.
I'll jump in when I can.
What's going to happen is by the end of this podcast, we're going to see if Derek can't go on to Amazon or eBay and purchase some Mandem.
Yeah.
We're
going
to see if that's going to happen by the end of this podcast. or at least see if we... I don't want him to spend money. But at least
I found a book based on it.
A book on Mandem.
Mandem, Charles Bronson notebook, perfect gift for the man in your life. Paperback, the perfect gift for a Charles Bronson Death Wish movie, Western movie fan. Unique notebook with lined paper.
Christmas is coming.
11/18. There, that's a pretty cheap Christmas present. Go ahead.
11/18.
There's a Mandem podcast.
What?
I can't. No. Okay. So it's superheroes, video games, TVs, and streaming. Okay. So it's like.
Oh, man. So that's.
It's like femdom, you know, but it's like man dominating. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So here's what happened. If I can get a hold of the 36 somehow, we're going to do a podcast on every single product.
We'll do an unboxing podcast?
Yes.
We'll do a YouTube video where we try it out.
Yeah.
Rub it all right, over ourselves.
So again, we get back to Charles Bronson's apartment, and he immediately grabs a pipe. So then I think maybe it's a tobacco commercial.
Time out, Scott. Sorry, I got to back you up just a few seconds to where we cut to a dark room. Suddenly the door opens. There is the mighty silhouette of Charles Bronson, who enters the room and doesn't close the door. He just walks right in. straight towards... Now, see, what I was doing when I got home, and I found out through this commercial I've been doing it wrong, I would take off my shirt first, then reach for the pipe. Turns out I should have been doing it the other way around. You start the shirt, grab the pipe, pipe in mouth, then take your shirt off
and
throw it in the air.
No, I'm sorry. Did you notice how many pipes he had?
He had a rack of them.
He had a spindle of them.
Yeah.
Like he was a magician doing a trick.
This is, it's like that same thing with the box of pills, right? It's like, this is the Thursday pipe.
Not
yet Friday. That's tomorrow night. All right. You know,
another tangent. I'm a big Columbo fan, and there was an episode where a pipe was a critical clue, and this guy had a rack like that, and what it was is, what you said was, there was a different pipe for every day of the week. He had a Monday pipe, Tuesday pipe, all through. So
what? So I was right?
So that's what I'm guessing, and that episode took place in the 70s, so I think that's what it was. I think it was just a pipe rack where you have a different pipe for every day of the week.
No, come on. I can see that being like the writer's thing for the, it's like, I've been watching a lot of CSI recently, so I can imagine like if, it's like, we just need somehow to get this specific pipe, so that's his Tuesday pipe, and so we'll just manufacture this idea that he has a Tuesday pipe. I can't imagine that the people would actually have seven pipes that they would use every day.
There's only one thing that makes sense to me, and that is that they actually made like different tasting or scent tobaccos. So you might have a couple of different pipes because, well, the dark and smoky one goes in this one, and then if I try and use a different tobacco in there, now it's going to mix the flavors. So maybe, like, his Tuesday pipe has, maybe, like, oh, this is the pine scented. I don't know tobaccos. I've never smoked a pipe. But you know what I mean? But they make different flavors, so maybe, oh, this is the wine tasting one or something, like. I don't know. That's
a wine tasting pipe.
The wine tasting pipe.
I don't know. No, like, it say wine tastes like it, the smoke tastes like, well, I don't know.
But I'm anyway, I thought, okay, so now this might be a tobacco commercial. A pipe tobacco. I thought that's what it
no,
might
I
be.
No, I think at, that's at, yeah.
But he takes the pipe, he puts it in his mouth, he takes his shirt off, and with this flare, just throws it on a chair. You know, he just like twirls it over his head and just throws it into the room with this very flamboyant flare, which I don't see a lot of Charles Bronson.
Yeah, it was very out of character.
It was.
Yeah. It was pretty funny though. Just this, I've got fuck you money. You know, and there goes the shirt. You know.
And I just want to say, Charles Bronson is jacked. He's in his mid-50s. It was 76, so I think he's like 53, 54.
Really?
He's cut in this commercial. He is jacked. I wouldn't say he's jacked, but I'm just saying he's ripped, he's shredded. He's in great shape for I would say for a 54-year-old man, but he's just in great shape for a guy, period.
Well, I thought this was like prime time. I don't really know how old when he was born, but I was thinking this is shot when he was in his 30s or something like that.
No, he's in his 50s. He was born in the 20s. Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever his workout regime was, like, I want to get on that.
Yeah.
Now, apparently proper application of the Mandem products begins with the back of the neck, fellas.
Well, but it's all over.
It's the head down and then shaking it on to the back. I'm miming it to, I don't know why. Shaking it onto the back of his neck and then kind of like showering with it. And then you do the rub. Like it's.
But that's what
but
I don't.
He put it on his back, I need to know what it is. Front.
That's my problem. Because you're just shaking it all over yourself like you're salting yourself before you put yourself in the oven.
What if the bottle was empty for shooting?
I'm sure
it
was.
I'm sure
it was.
What if they had the actual product and it's like, oh, this is too cold. Get me an empty bottle. Forget it. I'll act like it's on. There we go. This acting. This is what we do.
This is what we do. Now.
I'm not letting that touch my skin, Pally.
Yeah.
So while he's dousing himself with whatever this is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
You hear gunshots. So they're like when he's.
Yeah!
No. He like screws the top off of the Mandem, and you hear this gunshot, and you're like, "What?" And then you cut to shots of Charles Bronson in a buckskin outfit, shooting the camera, shooting
like
right at the camera,
like an audition tape or something, right? Or a screen test, maybe. Yeah, they keep cutting, like flashes.
Derek's reading something because he's got this befuddled look on his face.
No, go ahead. I'm getting closer. I'm honing
Derek
in.
Is like Nicolas Cage in what is it? American Treasure or whatever.
Or
that
National
was.
Treasure.
The National Treasure. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just got this look on his face, like
I'm almost there.
I've almost figured out the
aftershave
riddle.
Yeah. Yes, Derek must have found an actual page hidden underneath a desk, and now he's just flipped it over and lit a candle, and now he's finding the Mandem secret.
If it's any consolation, you had me convinced.
It's not.
I was thinking, what if we go public, plaster the story all over the internet? It's not like we have our reputations to worry about. Although, I don't think that's exactly going to scare Ian away.
180 years of searching, and I'm 3 feet away. Of all the ideas that became the United States, there's a line here that's at the heart of all the others. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. People don't talk that way anymore.
Beautiful. Huh. No idea what you said.
It means if there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action. I'm gonna steal it.
What?
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
Ben?
I'm gonna find out what Mandom is.
Hey, Pally, what are we hawking here?
Hey, Pally.
I don't know. It's all right. Watch this as I apply it to my back, you know?
So if it's aftershave, that means Bronson just shaved his back and neck, because you're right. He just starts putting it all over his back and his neck.
Hog wild, yeah. Whatever it is, that's how they make their money, that Mandom money, because it's just, you use it liberally, you run out in like 3 days. And then you got to buy another, or that's why you get 36 bottles, because that's like 1 month's supply.
That's a month's supply.
Yeah. You go like Saturdays, like for that Saturday night out, it's a full bottle right there. Just for Saturday night, right? Before you go out.
So honestly, if this was a scented aftershave or cologne,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't be able to stand next to it. He would leave a puddle if he stood still.
Yeah.
Because he put so much cologne on.
And again, this is almost shot backwards because I think it was shot backwards. I think he was meant to start the commercial at home, getting ready to go to the piano bar and end with Everyone Loves a Lover.
Now that you mention it, the commercial would make a ton of sense if he did end up in the piano bar.
The doorman. First of all, yeah, he's putting the cologne on to go out. The doorman is giddy as all hell, sends him on his way. The have a good sleep line doesn't make sense, but then, you know, the doorman sends him on his way, and then he ends up at a cool piano bar. He smells good, he looks good, the tunes are good, the booze is good, everything's good. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
He's drinking in this commercial, too. So.
Yeah, he opens up with...
Okay, wait a minute, Derek's got something for us.
Oh, okay.
I found it. No. It is aftershave. According to a YouTube video from a guy who bought it, it's one of those aftershaves that has a very small opening in the top.
That's
so
what
you know how you have to shave. You know, most men, when they use mm-hmm. aftershave, I haven't used aftershave in a long time, but you shake it into your hand and you have to get a whole bunch, or you get a little bit on it, then you pat yourself down, right?
My dad did that all the time.
Yeah, what he's doing is he's just applying aftershave to his body, like he's Triple H from the World Wrestling Federation for some reason. But I found it here, and I'm going to share my screen with you guys, because a 120 milliliters, which I'm going to find for Scott and his American listeners what that is. So that's 4 ounces of Mandom aftershave, which is now Gatsby, apparently. It's owned by the company Gatsby, which is why it was hard to find before. Costs, and now I'm going to show this to you so that you believe me, because you're not going to believe me when...
Oh, we're like on pins and needles here. Yes.
$101. Canadian.
Mandom.
Canadian. So this is maybe $89 for you, Scott. You see this here?
Yeah.
$101 Canadian.
Wow.
For 4 ounces.
They obviously don't make this anymore. This is now...
No, you can buy this. I can buy this right now. I would buy it. It ships from Japan. It would come to me in 2 to 3 weeks. But I could buy it now. I could have it by January 6th.
Is there a related product section to this?
Sure. There's Top Gun pomade, sheet mask, Gatsby gel, all kinds of Mandom products.
So Gatsby kept the Mandom brand going.
Let's see if I can find some reviews. Very nice. Definitely a vintage scent. I almost want to drink it. You will smell like Charles Bronson in the movie Hard Times. 5 stars.
wait. What?
Like, how? This person would know.
Scott, I got to defer to our Charles Bronson expert. What does Charles Bronson smell like in the movie Hard Times?
In the movie Hard Times, Charles Bronson is a bare-knuckle boxer. So I guess he would smell like sweat and blood.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Surprisingly good aftershave that is mildly moisturizing and toning, doesn't have too much burn. The scent is light combination of citrus, resin, and sandalwood that is unobtrusive, similar to Aramis.
Oh, wow. You're a real aficionado there.
If that means anything. It has a rich, leathery tobacco body scent with a hint of talcum. Okay, this is getting all kinds of different reactions. Smell is bad. The cap is too big to open. I'm just reading some reviews here because I'm just amazed by this.
Oh, you got to be a man to open this one, Pelly.
You got
to,
hey, Pelly. But when he opens it, does a gun go off?
Four out of five stars. Shipping took a month, which in this interconnected world we live in actually amazed me. All right, save your fucking commentary. Just give us a fucking review.
Yeah.
Purulator ain't on trial here. Some things are worth waiting for. It's getting really good reviews. I would say if you have $101.
So far this gift only makes sense for Scott. He's the big Charles Bronson fan.
Okay. This is
you want to smell like a bare knuckle boxer.
From BAN, user BAN on Amazon. This is an old school classic aftershave. I don't use it every day, but when I use it, oh, I love it. Maybe not something for 20-year-olds to wear, but at 37, I love it. It's a strong, masculine scent that lasts well and makes me feel fresh.
Too much.
Oh, my God.
This is fantastic.
Okay, well, one more, and then I'll stop.
One more.
Because this is hilarious. I splashed a little on, and as soon as I stepped outside, it sounded like cats in heat screaming in unison, only it was every single woman in a 22-mile radius. This stuff spreads legs in a bottle. Splash this on, and you'll soon find out she has no gag reflex. But you will want to be a gentleman and ask her how she likes her eggs in the morning, because this stuff is going to take all night.
Now we know how Charles Bronson got Jill Ireland.
Jesus.
Wow.
He used the Mandem.
That's the Mandem secret right there. Yep.
All of a sudden, I think I have $101 to spend.
I think I might have $202. Because you're only getting 4 ounces of this shit.
Yeah, you're only getting 4 ounces.
And if you're going to have it shipped all the way from Japan, maybe more than one bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Woo. But apparently, you know, like the other old commercial, a little dabble, do you?
Okay, one more. I promise. One more. 5 stars. Titled, Now I Am a Real Man. Thank you, Mandem, for making me smell like a 65-year-old Japanese truck driver / weightlifter who just ate 2 bowls of ramen and rescued 8 children from a rising river. My wife and dog says I'm too young to wear this at 40, but I say deal with it. I am now a man.
He is 40 years old.
This is insane.
That is hilarious.
See what Charles Bronson started?
Jesus.
Well, you said that it became the #1 cologne in Japan after the ad. Didn't you say that, Derek?
Yeah. It became. It made the brand the #1 toiletry brand in Japan.
There's other Mandem commercials with Charles Bronson. But this was celebrities. Like the long, epic one.
Yeah, I'm guessing the other ones are more like, hey, Pally, buy this. And then cut. You know, like this. You know you want to.
While he's splashing this all over his body, like I said, all of a sudden he's Davy Crockett. He's dressed head to toe in this buckskin outfit, you know, with the frills, and he's shooting at the camera.
Yeah, very much like early American explorer, tracker, trapper type.
Yeah, just completely out of context.
Yes, it was. And
are you saying that makes you feel like you're in the Old West?
Yeah.
Outdoorsy, I guess. Maybe outdoorsy. But it's totally contrast to him in his tight black pants, shirtless in a Manhattan apartment, a penthouse.
Flinging his shirt around.
His shirt around. The commercial ends with just him sitting alone. So if it's Mandom, you should maybe want some women in this commercial.
See, this is why the piano bar at the end makes more sense, because then a sexy lady could just sidle on up to him and, you know, take notice. Right?
But
I smelled you from across the room, and I want more of this.
I smelled you from across the city. How much of that stuff did you put on?
Yeah. What were you doing, dancing topless, dousing yourself in it? Holy shit, you know. You got it, lady.
And then, so it's just Charles Bronson, and it's sort of a depressing, it's Charles Bronson sitting alone in the dark, drinking, while there's, like I said, there's a Japanese voiceover, so I don't know what the Japanese voiceover says, but that's how the commercial ends. And honestly, Mark, I never thought about it, but if you played that commercial in reverse, it would be better. That would be the way you were supposed to. He starts off alone, and then he puts the... It would play much better if you played that. So, I don't know if you can do this. I'll put the link to the commercial in the description of this. But watch it backwards, or picture it backwards. That would be a much better commercial.
Yeah, because you start with the shirt off, you're dousing yourself, the shirt goes on. Okay, let's do, and then out the door. Yeah, for your evening air.
You're smoking and drinking alone in the dark. You're Charles Bronson. You're like, know what? Fuck this. I'm not gonna sit alone in the dark. I've got Mandom.
That's right.
You get up. You start dousing yourself with Mandom. You put your shirt on, you walk out the door, you get in your car, and then you're greeted by...
But you would have to play the part where he rips off his shirt and, like a dancer, throws it away. You have to play that backwards, so, like, the shirt is, like, magically coming to his hand so he can put it back on.
Yeah, that's right. He's such a man, the clothing just comes to him, like Mjolnir, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also... The Davy Crockett stuff makes sense, because he's just had a hard day of shooting his Western Frontiersman movie. So now he just wants to relax, smell good, drink good, go out and listen to some good music. I mean, again, I don't know what happened.
But to be honest, if we just take this commercial and then play it backwards with what we have in this commercial, it ends up with him seemingly smilingly flirting with the black piano player.
Hey, everyone loves a lover.
That's when you add the woman at the end.
That's what I'm saying. You tack on the I smelled you from across the
room. Photoshop her in post. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll fix that in post. Yeah.
We'll fix that in post.
I can just picture.
Hey, Belly, where's the woman? Hey, we'll fix that in post, Mr. Bronson.
we'll get the topless woman from Plumbers
and
Don't
this
Wear
is
Ties.
Japan. So
Photoshop her in.
I think Japan uses nudity in their commercials.
Do they really?
No. They have skimpy, very skimpy, but
very skimpy. I know some countries you can use nudity. I mean,
it's mostly Europe, I think.
And I think Australia too, maybe.
Australia, yeah.
Yeah, they're a little more liberal. But then you would end your commercial with Everyone Loves a Lover, Mandom.
Yes.
Right? So
and with Mandom with a big question mark, like Manos. Manos, Hannah Spade, you know, Manos, at the end of that, big question mark, Mandom. What the hell is it? It's, you douse your body with it. What is it? Does it grow hair? Does it make you smell good? Is it talcum powder? Nobody knows. It's a secret.
Was your back on fire and you were just trying to put the fire out on your back? Yeah.
Just as an ending, I would put Mandom, because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah. So again, the product is Mandom, right? And this is some ad exec's idea of this is what a man's life is like, right? Because they got the manliest man of men back in the 70s, Charles Bronson.
Right.
Right? A man's man.
Yes.
So he likes hard liquor, piano bars, loves his doorman, because his doorman loves his job, flinging our shirts, smoking, and then...
Pipe smoking,
yep, and then Mandom. Like, this is all things... Oh, and dressing up as a frontiersman shooting guns. This is what guys like. This is... That's... It's like someone...
Well, I wasn't alive in the 70s, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what guys liked in the 70s, I guess.
It would be hilarious if it just woke up and it was just a dream Charles Bronson just had. Ah! It's like a fever dream.
He wakes up, there's the tipped over bottle of Mandem that he applied too heavily and passed out from.
Yeah.
It's all just a fever dream. Oh, we gotta take care to use only one of the 36 bottles, not all of them. You know. I would love to have had someone who's maybe like in their late teens, early 20s watch this and get their reaction. You know, like one of those, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, see how the advertising now and then are just totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've seen some weird commercials these days.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
I saw an automatic toothbrush commercial where it was just a guy with a electronic toothbrush sitting on a couch in the middle of a skate park, and he's just jamming to the music, and I'm like, how does that make me want to buy a toothbrush? Whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. You get, you know. Lady sitting alone, eating a bowl of cereal. You know, the kids running by. She's contemplating life. Toyota.
Yeah.
What?
Whatever.
I just remember, you know, I sent you this to start this off. I was, you know what? This is something different. And I wanted to bring you guys in, and I sent you the link. And I said, you know, we set up a time. By the way, so a couple of things. We had to put this off a week. Because Derek had to go on his honeymoon.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that. Thank you. It was Mark's birthday yesterday. So we have a couple of occasions.
Thank you.
Congratulations to both of you. But when I originally sent it,
and by the way, Scott, I'm sorry, the Lions lost?
They haven't played yet.
Okay.
But 3 hours from now, they will have lost.
Okay.
So by the time this episode airs.
By the time this episode airs, the Lions will be out of contention until 2026.
Sorry.
So I sent the commercial, and Derek goes, okay, I'll do the podcast. What movie are we going to do? And I said, no, we're actually going to do this commercial. And he's like, okay, I could actually hear Derek's voice when he was like, okay. Actually heard his voice when he typed okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. I was like, really? And then he said it was going to be a short one, and I was like, nah, it won't be a short one. I know us.
I remember where I was when you sent that link, too. My shirt was off, and I was looking at my generic brand, you know, aftershave. Rethinking my choices. That's what happened. You know what I mean? Like, this one hit me. Yeah, I was like, oh no, I need to spend $101 Then maybe I'll go on a honeymoon someday too, you know?
Unlike the last podcast we did together, Mark could watch this at work.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yes, I could.
So I'm just going back. So you sent us this on October 18th, and then it was 5 hours later, much later than that, you said, oh, would you guys be available this weekend? And I was like, he just did this as a tease. He's got a real thing in mind.
Yeah.
for the show.
I thought it was going to be another Charles Bronson movie.
Going to be like Death Wish or something.
I didn't know he did a movie called Mandem, and we were just watching the trailer, you know? I believe I was right in the middle of COVID, actually, when you sent that, too. So that's another thing. I survived COVID. Yay.
Yeah.
Not a big deal anymore. Unreal.
So we're at
43 minutes, boys. 43 minutes, bell to bell.
Yeah, we're talking about Mandem. Wow. So I was... I was just mesmerized at how... Charles Bronson shooting a gun, okay, that's him. But Charles Bronson prancing around shirtless, that's not him. It was just this was just a weird commercial. And, of course, he did it because he never thought the internet. he thought, okay, only people in Japan are going to see this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So who cares, really, right? It's not.
So who cares? And I'm sure it must have been a giant paycheck for him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and you're probably right about it being shot, like, in L.A. or wherever he was at the time, right? They brought a crew over, or they hired a local crew. You know what I mean?
I got to tell you, director over. When you first sent me the thing, I was like, what the fuck is this? And even up to today, I was like, really? We're going to talk about this? All right. Sure. Like, I'm down for it always, but all right. After having read the reviews, I might order myself some Mandem aftershave.
I think, yeah.
I've got a woman here who could tell me if she's if it, you know, attracts cats from a 22-mile radius or whatever.
Well, you have a cat, too.
And I have a cat, too. So.
Yeah.
A female cat.
Put it on and see who comes to you first, your wife or your cat.
Yeah. Don't forget, shirt off, sprinkle on the back of the neck.
Yeah, sprinkle for 5 minutes, yeah.
Use liberally on the back of neck, right? All 4 ounces.
Honey, are you ready? I'm almost ready. I need 4 more bottles.
You're only down to 30. You know, you better order some more.
What the fuck is that smell?
Yeah. Yeah, as a single guy in the big city, I think I got to get some of that. I think I want to get in on that order a bottle myself. We'll all pitch in. We'll all order a bunch of bottles and have them shipped over from Japan.
Yeah.
I'll quit my job and become a Mandem distributor in Canada, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the Canadian yep. port.
So Mandem, eh?
So that's the Mandem commercial, and... I don't know. What did you guys... It's like
You got to see it to believe it. I think
you got to see it to believe it. It's just really abstract and weird and have to... And once again, this is Charles Bronson at the height of being Charles Bronson. The Death Wish just came out. So he is like a mega super global star doing this commercial.
He was a big, big get for them.
Yes.
And I got to say, if you got to this point in the podcast and didn't click on that link and watch the commercial first, you, like the commercial, have done things backwards.
I wonder if we could reverse it. Somehow reverse the commercial.
Do your own supercut and put it so it makes sense. He's shooting the frontiersman. He gets home, puts on the cologne, heads out for the evening.
Yeah.
And then,
all right, that's it. Do you guys have anything else to say about Manda?
What more can you say? I mean,
you can't say any more, Pally. You just gotta smell it.
You just gotta use it.
Hey, come here and smell me, Pally. All right, guys. Promote yourselves. Your website, what you got, what projects you have coming up, all that.
CanadianMovieCrew.com. We have the end of our retrospective. Coming out, we did the Hellraiser series, which I don't get.
No, me neither. Not
the first one. It's I don't. It's like I get the first one, but here's another tangent. As you know, I also do the Dan Aykroyd podcast.
Yes.
So when Hellraiser came out, Dan Aykroyd went and saw Hellraiser with a couple of executives, and people in the audience were not only scared, but they were also laughing.
And I can see that.
That gave Dan Aykroyd the idea, I'd like to make a horror movie that's also funny. So seeing Hellraiser actually gave him the idea to do Nothing But Trouble.
I thought you were going to say Ghostbusters.
Me too. No. I thought, yeah.
No. Ghostbusters already came out by the time Hellraiser came out. But he wanted to do like a really scary movie. So because Hellraiser came out, that means we have Nothing But Trouble.
Wow.
Nothing But Trouble.
Huh. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah. For our full thoughts, go and what we're doing as well, it's not just we did the 4 theatrical Hellraiser releases. And then there was an updated 2022 version that we're going to record.
So you guys did the one that's on Hulu right now?
Yes, that'll be coming out on a part of our film studies. There'll be a lot of other movies on that one as well. But
okay.
Yeah, we're excellent. Doing kind of a catch-up with a few other, like Black Adam.
And if you've seen it, you'll know why, but we're also doing an Or Is It for Halloween Ends, which came out recently.
Yeah, I know. It was going to be a film studies, but Derek saw it and he said, nope. Let's do an Or Is It. So.
Oh, it deserves the Or Is It treatment, let me tell you. When people call something divisive, it means it's bad and they don't want to say it. That's what that means. That's what I've come to learn.
Divisive is what we used for The Last Jedi, and because some of us didn't want to admit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. You know what? If anybody out there has ever tried Mandum, or if after this podcast you buy it and try it, you know what? Yep. Leave a comment. Get in contact with us.
Please.
Let us know what you... Let us know if you've got ladies and cats just spreading their legs for you from miles away.
I think just the ladies is fine.
Or maybe bare-knuckle boxers challenging you to a fight. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's...
One of the six of one, half a dozen of another.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You know what? We talked about almost an hour on this 2-minute commercial, and that's why. So thank you guys for indulging me. It was silly. It was fun, and I always enjoy talking to you guys.
This was so much fun, Scott. Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to come on your show. We'll do it anytime.
Absolutely, and the same here. We'll see everybody here next time on the Burt Reynolds and Charles Bronson podcast.
To support this podcast, please go to www.patreon.com/ScottWhite and give what you're able. If you're listening on iTunes, please give a review. This should help people find the podcast when they're searching. No matter what services you use to listen, please leave feedback. We always want to improve. Thank you for listening to the Burt Reynolds and Charles Bronson podcast.
Hey, look, isn't that Woody Allen?
Looks like he's doing a commercial.
Oh, hello. So many rice crackers claim to be low-cal, but only Fujikawa rice crackers make your interiors go bananas. What did I do to deserve this? All right.
Cross the Streams Media.
This has been a Cross the Streams Media podcast.